Carmel, tell us, what do you actually, are you obviously a photographer for a living?
Yeah, we have a photography company, actually. We're the largest dance school photographers in the southeast, and we've started doing school photography. Basically, it's a lot of corporate headshots, and headshots is what we specialise in. And
now, just in case people don't understand, tell me what a headshot is. It's not just a head, is it?
It's not just a head. No, I don't chop you off the neck. Usually from sort of waist up, and it's that what you present. A lot of people have it on LinkedIn, or you have it on your Facebook.
A close-up photo of somebody. Now, you were showing me some of the pictures, and I've got to say, the lighting is absolutely astonishing. It's amazing.
Mike, you know my secret. It's all about the lighting.
It really is. The difference between light and shade is actually absolutely phenomenal. And these people that have come to you because their school photographs aren't very good and have decided to...
No, some of the photos I've shown you are from the schools that we've done.
Oh, right.
We've moved into school photography in the last couple of years, and we've done a lot of the local schools, Shenfield, Anglo, Brentwood, Newhall, which is really exciting. But we've had a few people who had siblings at other schools, so they weren't quite the same, just a little bit different. I think we're doing something different. And sometimes a photographer, you have to work really quickly. So we're opening up so people can come into the studio. And if they did want to reshoot, if their school photos weren't quite right, they can come and see us.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And you've got, how big is your studio?
About 1,600 square foot.
That'll do it.
We can squeeze a couple of kids in there.
I'll get my legs in there, no problem. No problem at all.
No, we're on a farm out in Mount Nessing. We've got loads of parking, and it's this really cool space. We do quite a lot of dance photography and commercial shoots in there as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So let's have a look at this some more photographs that you've got there. I noticed you had a full-length somebody looks like there was a dancer.
A dancer, we did. Where's she gone?
See, that's amazing. That is amazing. That's phenomenal. It really is.
Thank you.
How long have you been a photographer then?
17 years.
You've learned a few of the tricks of the trade.
I did my time in weddings. I photographed about 500 weddings before I thought I lost the love of it. So then I moved into just sort of slightly higher volume stuff, which is amazing.
So how much, if somebody was to have a bad photograph from their school and they want to come to you to get it reshot... Because to be fair, that's all we've got. As a parent, my son's going through this now. He grows up, and then you look back on the past year's one or the year before, and it's sort of like a montage
of how they change.
Of how they change over the years. So it's really handy to keep hold of all these photographs.
Yeah, and I think actually with all the digital media, like selfies and iPhones, this is often the only professional photo that people ever have of their kids.
Yeah,
and it's that actual printed record that's not going to get swiped when your cloud gets hacked or whatever it is there. It's there forever. So people can come to the studio. We're doing 10-minute slots on Tuesday the 24th of October in the half term. Come along. You do have to get your kids in the school uniform, which might be the hardest bit. And then the pictures go online, your own personal gallery. And it's the same school photo prices that pretty good value stuff when it's high volume photography. So,
So what sort of price are we looking at for photos?
Photos start from £8 each, and there's packages start from £15.
See, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's normal school photography prices.
And how many photographs do you get in a package?
It depends on, there's all sorts of packages, but when you come to 10 minutes, you probably get a lot more photos to choose from than you would at a normal school shoot. Actually, it's funny, a friend of mine said, how difficult can it be to do school photos? And I was like, it's really tough. So I don't want to say, your school photographer, it wasn't us, might have been okay, but actually... They're photographing often a child one every 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's why they don't always get it right.
Well, to be fair, when you got a 4 or 5 year old, right, sit down there and smile, and they're looking out the window, and it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Talking non-stop for 6 hours in a child friendly manner is not easy at all. So yeah,
you can imagine that by the end of it. Oh, will you sit down? Because everybody...
Mike, don't become a school photographer.
I couldn't do it.
No, you can't.
Please, sit down. Oh, for heaven's sake, just do as I ask.
Yeah, no, I think our photographers are a little bit more charming than you, Mike. So you stick to radio, I'll stick to the photos.
No, I couldn't do this. You've got a rugby? Rugby
shot? Yeah, this is when I was out at Newhall when we did their first 15. So we do the school photos like that as well, the team shots and things with schools, but actually what I absolutely love doing is these headshots, these school photos. And you're right, Mike, they're beautifully lit. It's kind of using the same the lighting for schools that we would use for a high-end corporate shoot.
Yeah.
And we pose the boys differently to the girls, and we actually get something that is that is really a truly professional photo, not just sort of something that's snapped and things. So I'm actually quite proud of what we're doing. I'm proud of how we make people feel. Some of the girls are, oh, I hate my photos and things. And then we show them the photos on the back of the camera. They walk out, you know, walking taller. They hold their head up and go, I do look really good. And it sounds corny, but it's probably my favourite part of the job.
No, a good photograph does build your self-esteem because you actually see yourself as other people see you.
Yes,
rather than looking at your negative things in the mirror all the time.
Yeah, and I love when people... I've had people hug me. People say this is the best photo they've ever seen. And actually a teacher recently, I photographed her at the school. And she went, I want your job. You just make people feel good all day long.
But that's the art of photography.
That's what I love about it. It's my favourite art.
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
I've had a go at this. It's not easy. And I stopped, obviously. I went in the
right.
But it's not easy. It's not easy. Even just a simple thing that looks so simple on the outside, getting the right light. There's a knack to it without causing too many shadows. The whole shooting match as such. It's just, and that photograph there is phenomenal. That school photograph there is absolutely amazing.
And look at these couple of cuties.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Your poor listeners can't see them, Mike.
No, they will do when they go to your website. Don't worry, they'll go on there and they'll have a look. And you've got to take a look at these photographs. This is absolutely phenomenal. They are.
That's really kind of you, thank you.
They are. They're obviously some of the best photographs I think I've ever seen. They're definitely the best school photographs I've ever seen. So what's your website so people can have a look at this stuff?
All the W's, carmeljane.co.uk.
carmeljane.co.uk.
And our Facebook is Carmel Jane Photography. We've got a few more school photos on there as well.
Well, Carmel, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this. I might even bring my little one down to you, to be honest with you.
Oh, come in. It'd be great to have you there.
I'm toying with the idea right now.
No, you must.